So the end of Parshat Ki Tavo, Moshe calls the Jewish people and he says, "Vayikra Moshe al kol Yisrael, vayomer aleihem, atem ri'item et kol asher asa Adonai le'nichem be'eretz Mitzrayim le'faro lo'chol avadav l'chol artzo." You saw everything that God did to your in front of your eyes in Egypt to Paro and his servants, Hamasod Agdolot Asher Ruinecha, Ha'otot Vamoftim Agdolim Ha'em, the wonders, the miracles, V'lo'natan Adonai Lachem Lev Ladat, V'naim Lir'ot, V'znaim Lishmoa, Arayom Hazeh. And God has not given you a heart to understand, and eyes to see, and ears to hear until now. V'lechetchem Arem Shana Bamidbar, Lovos, and I've taken you for 40 years in the desert, and your clothes haven't worn out, and your shoes haven't worn out. And you haven't eaten bread and wine, so that you would know that I am God. Right? And the question that you have to ask is, what does it mean that they didn't, right? God didn't give them the heart to understand. I mean, that's a very strange thing to say, right? Like, for 40 years, God was performing miracles so that they would recognize that God is God and that God provides. But God didn't give you the ability to understand the message, the theological lesson until now, right? That's a very, very odd thing for God to say. So what is what does that mean? Why would that be the case? The Sporno seems to say that it doesn't mean what it says, right? Which is not that God didn't give you the heart, because that'd be very weird, right? That God's performing the miracles so that the Jews learn a lesson, but he doesn't give them the ability to learn the lesson. And that's a very odd thing. So instead, the Sporno says, "Avo pishu yitale hishtadel b'toratavu moftav latet lachem lev ladat." Even though God tried by doing all these miracles, which, as we've said, the purpose of these miracles were to teach the Jews a lesson, the goal wasn't achieved because you were always fighting and you were always rebelling, right? Now, logically, this makes a lot of sense, right? Which is, God is performing the miracles to teach them a lesson, and therefore they have the ability to learn the lesson, they just don't. Again, logically, that makes a lot of sense. Textually, it's quite hard because the pasuk says that Lo Natan Hashem Lachem Lev Ladat, right? That God has not given you the ability to understand. It's not all the Mepharshim weigh in on it, but some of them, it sounds like that's, you know, that they don't read it this way. The Rashbam says Ara Yom Hazeh. Af alpi shereitem ma'asav hagdolim, right? That even though you saw the miracles, right, now what? Right? Sounds like even God did the miracles, but for some reason that wasn't enough. Again, the simple reason is because God didn't give you the ability. Why? Very unclear. Rashi has an interesting shot. Rashi says, "Lahakir et chazdeya kadosh baruch hu lidabekba." Right, God didn't give you the ability to understand God's kindness and to cling to Him. And then he says, "Ad hayom hazeh." Why until now? Shamati sheoto hayom shenatan Moshe sefer haTorah levnei Levi, kimo shekatuv vayitna lekohanim bnei Levi bau kol Yisrael levnei Moshe amru lo Moshe Rabbeinu afanu amanu b'sinai v'kibalnu haTorah v'natan lanu ma'ata mashlid et bnei shivtecha aleha. This was the day that Levim were given the Torah, and the Jews complained. They said, "Why are you putting your shevet in charge? We also heard God speak." And then he rejoiced because he said, "I see now that you wanted the Torah." Now, how does this answer the question? I don't know, right? So it could just be that he's talking to Bnei Levi, right? That I never gave you the Torah. I never gave you that sort of elevated status or something like that. That seems to be part of what he's saying. On the other hand, the rejoicing is that the Jews want the Torah, so it's not clear to me what Rashi really wants and how he's answering this question. The Meshech Chachma is probably the one who most directly deals with the point. And he says, it's true that that God did miracles. But what does it mean that until now, you didn't have the ability to understand that they were from God? So he notes that throughout Tanakh, throughout Chumash really, one of the main things that drives the Jews to make mistakes over and over, and this is true, the Egel, is that they deify Moshe. They deify Moshe, and the line between God and Moshe becomes very unclear. Right? So to take an example from the Egel, which is probably the clearest time when this happens, what do they say? Right? Kum ase lanu Elohim, and make a God for us. Why? Kizem Moshe ha'ish lo yadanu ma'alo. Because this Moshe, the person, we don't know what happened to him. So what does that mean? Right? Make a God for us, because Moshe, the person, we don't know what happened to him. Right? Moshe is somewhere in this weird state. On the one hand, they call him a person. On the other hand, the only replacement for him is Elohim. Now, yes, Elohim can also mean leader, can also mean God. But that ambiguity is exactly the point. Right? And Moshe says this over and over. Lo aleinu tiluna dechem ki em... Right, Al Hashem, why are you complaining to me? It's from God, right? And in Korach, right, it will prove if God makes a miracle, it will prove that I was speaking for God and not for myself, right? The problem is constantly that they're not sure how much God is involved and how much Moshe is involved, and therefore they're seeing miracles, but they're not getting the point. So why does that change on this day? Right, why today, in this point, it's Kitavo, suddenly the Jews have the ability to realize that Moshe is merely a man and all the miracles were from God? Because Moshe is dying. And once Moshe is dying, his mortality comes into sharp relief and they remember it's not Moshe, it's God. Right, so the Meshachma says, "Hanyan ki biar to become a mekamot." I've said in many places, "Asher ta'oyot bnei Israel become a mekamot." Hayaki ki chashvu leMoshe lefoel meatzmo. Their problem was, their mistake was often they thought Moshe was acting of his own accord. L'koach Elohi ashofer bo evdilom min ayotzer, and that because of God's impact, so he was special. V'hulo raka. V'lo haya rak pel Elokim ledaber ito odon anogel lechal bnei Israel. He wasn't just God's mouth. Right? So when did they realize that Moshe was only a leader and not a godly figure? When he died. And then he realized he's just matter like us. He can also die. And only God's desire, which is forever and unchanging, Hu haomer vigozer umishadet. He is the one who says and decrees. Vine yadua ki chazal amru shemoshe amar ze beyom moto. And Chazal say this was the day of his death. V'lachein amar lo notan Hashem lochem lev ladat ad hayom hazeh. And that's why he says God didn't give you the ability to understand until today. Yom shemet v'nafsho holech b'tzora chayim. The day that Moshe is dying, az teidu v'tavinu. The day as soon as Moshe dies, then you will get perspective on everything. Ki Hashem hu amanhig umashkiach perpatiut bizman uveish b'chol mefaru mitzad. And yes, he appoints people to perform his bidding. He uses them as his tools, but in the end of the day, it is God. Yeah, you know, and I'll stop there. He makes sort of another theological claim there about that this is particularly important as they're going into Israel, where the way that God expresses himself is different, where it's moving over to Teva, and therefore drawing attention to the fact that God's behind it is particularly important now. But again, his main point here is that the reason that you can say that only today you're given the heart to understand is not that they didn't see the miracles. It's that as long as Moshe was alive, right, they fell into their old ways of wondering how much of this is God and how much is Moshe, and only once Moshe dies can they finally get the sort of concrete conviction that everything that happened was God and Moshe was just the tool that God was using, but he was the one behind everything that happened. And like I said, I think that's the strongest read or the best read that I've seen to solve that linguistic problem. I mean, in what sense you could really say that God hasn't given them the heart to understand, where obviously as long as Moshe's alive, yes, right, there is that gnawing doubt that it is Moshe and not God. Okay.